Well, as we heard, the next stop for Condoleezza Rice is New Zealand. The government there opposed the US-led war in Iraq, but Ms Rice will be welcomed by the Prime Minister Helen Clark. Large protests are planned, though, with organisers labelling Ms Rice a war criminal for her role in sending coalition troops into Iraq. And the student union at one university is even offering a reward for anyone who gets close enough to make a citizen's arrest. From Auckland, New Zealand correspondent Kerry Ritchie reports.
Condoleezza Rice is due to fly into Auckland late tonight. It will be her first visit to New Zealand and she'll receive a pōwhiri at Government House tomorrow, which is a traditional Maori welcome ceremony. But some New Zealanders, fiercely opposed to the Iraq war, say she's not welcome at all. David Du is the president of Auckland University's Student Association.
Well, we're seeking the arrest of Condoleezza Rice when she visits Auckland this weekend. We are offering any Auckland University student a $5,000 reward if they're able to make a successful citizen's arrest of the Secretary of State.
So this $5,000, this is serious, David?
Yes, our executive moved the motion, so we are keeping to our word. Admittedly, the likelihood of a successful arrest is probably very low. Generally, when US officials visit overseas, they're quite heavily shielded from the general public.
There'd be a lot of people, David, saying that this is an irresponsible thing to encourage people to do.
Oh, I disagree. The main thrust of what we're doing is symbolic in its intent. It's a statement of the strong feelings that many students and many people have against the actions that the US has undertaken, and with some of their conduct in the war, in the so-called war on terrorism.
Police in Auckland aren't impressed. They're demanding that the student union abandon the idea before it gets out of hand. Police say there will be serious consequences for anyone who poses a security threat. John Minto is spokesman for the group Global Peace and Justice. He says police should prepare for large protests in Auckland tomorrow.
Well, Condoleezza Rice is a war criminal. She is the soft face for some appalling policies that the US has followed over the past 6 or 7 years that she's been in her Secretary of State role, and also her role as National Security Advisor.
Well, what will it involve tomorrow, the protest?
Well, it will involve quite a number of people in orange boiler suits. It will be a noisy, vocal protest. It will be aiming to get as close to Condoleezza Rice as possible. It will be aiming to brand her as the war criminal she is and to call on New Zealand troops and US troops to be pulled out of Iraq and Afghanistan.
The political activist says he's disappointed Helen Clark is meeting with Condoleezza Rice.
Our government has been trying to get a free trade deal with the US for a long time, and our government overlooks all kinds of appalling human rights situations in the hope of gaining free trade agreements.
Along with trade, Ms Rice and Ms Clark are expected to discuss Afghanistan and the political situation in Fiji. Condoleezza Rice will then fly to Samoa. John Minto says given the chance, he would have no hesitation in carrying out a citizen's arrest on Condoleezza Rice.
Oh, if we got close enough to her, we certainly would. We'd arrest her and we'd take her to the police station, and we would demand that they charge her with war crimes. You know, we don't want her here. We don't believe New Zealand government should be welcoming her at all. And yeah, if we do get our hands on her, we'll march her straight to the police station.
That's spokesman for Global Peace and Justice, John Minto, ending New Zealand correspondent Kerry Ritchie's report.